News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We are just around the corner from Black Friday and manic consumerism that will creep in. But how do you stop yourself from buying the wrong thing and ultimately wasting money? Dara Cassidy's head of communications at bonkers.ie. Morning, Dara.
Good morning, gents.
It is a real conundrum because we are bombasted with value. And look at this amazing offer that's here. Why wouldn't you spend your money on this? And then you have buyer's remorse. How do we prevent it, Dara?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably three things I'd be saying to listeners to be aware of this Good Friday. The first one is, you've kind of alluded to it, is try not get caught up in the whole manic consumerism of us, because people need to remember that it's only ever a bargain. A sale item is only ever a bargain if you are prepared to pay for it at the higher price. And a lot of us have all done this, where we go traipsing into town just to have a browse around the sales. And we often end up buying something that we don't need. So it's kind of say to people, think about it now. What you need, make a list. Is the gifts you need for your partner, your family? Maybe it's something you yourself need. And then go from there. Because what you don't want to be doing is buying a rake of stuff that you don't need and then just absolutely wasting money. The second thing is that even if it's called Black Friday, it increasingly lasts for the whole weekend and then, of course, accumulates in what's now called Cyber Monday. And a lot of people will say, you know, if you think you need something, think about it, particularly if it's a larger purchase, put it back and then come back 24 hours later. And I know some people might say, oh, but it's Black Friday. But as I said, increasingly the shops, you know, particularly department stores, on the Saturday to Sunday, it'll still be on sale. And then if you want, you can buy it online on Monday. So you do have time. And of course, there's going to be the post-Christmas sales in a few weeks' time as well. So it's not like these items aren't going to be on sale again a few weeks later. And then kind of onto my third main point is just be really wary of sales prices. Because so much research shows that items that are supposedly on sale and are supposed to be great value during Black Friday have been on sale at cheaper prices at other stages throughout the year. And as I
but
said...
Isn't there a rule around that, though? You can't discount something or pretend you've discounted something within a certain period.
There is, but there's a few things. All that rule says now, and first of all, as we know in Ireland, these rules are often rarely strongly enforced. First of all, the rule now says that the item has to have been on sale at the higher price for 30 days leading up to the sales event. But 30 days isn't necessarily a huge amount of time. There's very little regulation around this. In fact, the Competition Authority, the CCPC, recently kind of did a bit of an investigation and they found out that loads of retailers were still flouting the law. Now, they didn't find the retailers and didn't even tell us who the retailers were. But there's still, you know, a lot to be said around how all this right. is policed. So just, you know, always take sales prices with a pinch of salt.
Caveat emptor, very much applies. Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie. Thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.